很平安.
Peace to you this morning, brothers and sisters.
早上我们愿意继续来看一样福音.
And this morning we'll continue on in the Gospel of John.
请翻到一样福音二十章.
Please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 20.
我想我们需要把这一章来读一遍.
And we'll read this chapter together.
一样福音二十章第一节.
Gospel of John, chapter 20, verse 1.
七日的第一日，清早天还黑的时候，摩大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了。Now
on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came early to the tomb while it was still dark and saw the stone already taken away from the tomb.
就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道。 放在哪里?
So she ran and came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him.
彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓。
So Peter and the other disciple went forth, and they were going to the tomb. The two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead faster than Peter, and came to the tomb first.
低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里。And
stooping and looking in, he saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. And so Simon Peter also came, following him, and entered the tomb, and he saw the linen wrappings lying there.
又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了。And
the face cloth which had been on his head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. So the other disciple who had first come to the tomb then also entered, and he saw and believed.
因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。
For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise again from the dead, so the disciples went away again to their own homes.
玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭，哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。But
Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. And so, as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been lying.
天使对她说，妇人，你为什么哭？她说，因为有人把我主弄了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。And
they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, and did not know that it was Jesus.
耶稣问他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看人的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。Jesus
said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.
耶稣说，玛利亚，玛利亚，就转过来用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼，拉波尼，就是夫子的意思。耶稣说，不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父；见我的神，也是你们的神。
Jesus said to her, Mary, she turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said to her, Stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and my God and your God.
摩大拉玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他所说的话，说的这话告诉他们。
Mary Magdalene came, announcing to the disciples, I have seen the Lord, and that he has said these things to her.
那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了。耶稣来站在当中，对他们说：“愿你们平安。”说了这话，就把手和肋旁指给他们看。门徒看见主，就喜乐了。
So when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and when the doors were shut where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, Peace be with you. And when he had said this, he showed him both his hands and his side. The disciples then rejoiced when they saw the Lord.
耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说你们受圣灵。
So Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
If you forgive the sins of any, their sins have been forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they have been retained.
那十二个门徒中有称为第四马的多马，耶稣来的时候他没有和他们同在，那些门徒就对他说，我们已经看见主了。多马却说，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples were saying to him, We have seen the Lord. But he said to them, Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails,and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣再来站在当中说，愿你们平安。就对多马说，伸过你的手指，伸过你的指头来摸我的手，伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁，不要疑惑，总要信。
After 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors having been shut, and stood in their midst, and said, Peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach here with your finger, and see my hands, and reach here your hand, and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing.
多马说，我的主，我的神。耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见的就信的，有福了。
Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God, Jesus said to him, Because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他们得生命。
Therefore many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book.But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. So we will stop our scripture reading for now. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，感谢你在复活早晨蒙恩的儿女一同聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you that on this resurrection morning that brothers and sisters who have been saved by grace can gather before you.
每次来到面前，我们思想到你不仅为我们死，你更是从死里复活。
When we gather before you, we not only remember that you died for us, but you also resurrect for us.
因着你复活，就把永远生命赐给我们，叫我们里面得到那永远的盼望。
Because of your resurrection, you have given to us this new eternal life, this glorious hope.
那我们今天早晨一同再来到面前思想你复活这件事情的时候，包括复活灵。充满在我们里面。
And this morning, as we come to you and consider your resurrection, may you once again reveal this resurrection life to us.
让我们看见我们实在是一般有指望的人，因为你实在把那永远荣耀盼望放在我们里面。
Let us see that we are people who have hope because we have this new eternal and glorious hope within us.
让我们看见你今天复活升天，已经坐在宝座上，掌管万有，带领。教会在地上行走。
That after 3 days you have ascended to the right hand of the Father, and now you govern over the church and walk among us.
哎，早晨呢，借着师父好像非常熟悉的故事，再次点亮里面的眼睛，好像更多认识这个复活主他是怎样的主。
May you once again enlighten our eyes as we read this familiar passage that we may see、what a great resurrected Lord you are.
也借着这些话也让我们看见我们自己本、光景实在是需要你更多怜悯我们。
And by reading your word, may you reveal more of our condition so that we know that we need to rely on you.
好，求这个复活主复活生命在我们里面显出复活能力啊，带领我们走前面的道路。
So that by having the resurrected Lord and his resurrection life within us, we can walk our way forward.
我们这样祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
早晨我们继续来交通约翰福音二十章。
So this morning we'll be fellowshipping on John chapter 20.
这一章要记载主耶稣从死里复活，那如何向门徒和跟随他的人显现。
And this chapter records the resurrection of Jesus and also how he appeared to his disciples.
保罗在更多前书十五章那里告诉我们。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 tells us,
他在那里对更多教会说,
he says this to the church at Corinth.
他说我当日所传给你们福音第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们罪死了并且埋葬了。
So it says, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried.
又照圣经所说的第三天复活了并且显给许多人看。
And that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and he appeared to many.
所以我们看见在这里保罗说讲到福音的时候有三件事情。
So Paul, when he says here that when it comes to the gospel, there are three things.
第一就是基督为我们罪死了。
First is that Christ died for our sins.
然后第二件事情就是埋葬了。
And that he was buried.
然后第三件就是说第三天他又复活了。
And that he was raised on a third day.
所以我们看见约翰福音十九章在那里就记载主耶稣在十字架上的受死并且埋葬。
So John chapter 19 records the death of Christ and his burial.
那二十章呢就靠让我们看见基督从死里复活了。
Chapter 20records the resurrection of Christ.
所以这些都是照着圣经所记载的应验了。
So this is all recorded according to the scriptures.
我想保罗在这里讲到圣经是指的旧约圣经来说的。
So here when it says scriptures, Paul is referring to the Old Testament scriptures.
所以关于主耶稣为我们罪死埋葬并且复活这个在旧约圣经里面已经有预言。
So Christ dying for our sins, being buried and resurrecting was all prophesied in the Old Testament.
特别在大卫的诗篇里面更清楚地讲到主耶稣基督复活这件事情。
And in Psalms, it records this even more clearly.
诗篇第二篇那里有一句话说
And Psalm 2, it says,
他说耶和华对我说你是我的儿子我今日生你。
He said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
当保罗在更多在使徒行传十三章的时候他就引用这句话说到这是指的主耶稣基督复活说的。
And so Paul says that this is talking about, the resurrection of Christ.
大卫在诗篇十六篇那里讲到说讲到基督的复活。
And Psalm 16 also speaks of the resurrection of Christ.
再说你不将我的灵魂撇在阴间你叫不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
It says, for you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, you will not allow your Holy One to undergo decay.
原来这些都是圣经早早已经预言记载在旧约神的话里面。
So these are places in the Old Testament where it has already prophesied what is to come.
事实上是我们交通到约翰福音十九章里面当主耶稣在十字架受死的时候他讲了一些的话。
And just as in chapter 19, when it records the death of Christ, it also records what he said as he was dying.
都是圣经已经有记载了。
And all he said were already recorded by scriptures.
并且都已经应验了。
Now have all come to fruition.
最早晨我们一起来思想约翰福音二十章讲到主耶稣的复活，然后他如何向人显现。
So chapter 20, we will be looking at the resurrection of Christ and how he also appeared to those around him.
望主耶稣基督的复活，这是历史上最伟大的一件事情。
Because the resurrection of Christ is the greatest event in history.
也是我们整个信仰的一个根基。
And it's the entire foundation of our faith.
保罗到雅典那里传福音的时候，对他们说。
对不起，再说一遍。
保罗到那个雅典那里对雅典人说。
So, Paul, when he went to Athens to preach.
他说神叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Paul says that, Christ dying and resurrecting, this was furnishing the proof of his resurrection.
所以主耶稣死里复活这件事情是我们信心的一个根据，是我们信心的一个凭据。
So the resurrection of Christ is this proof of our faith.
所以保罗在更多前书在那里也在说。
So in 1 Corinthians, Paul also says this.
他说若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然。
It says, and if Christ had not been raised, then our preaching is in vain.
你们所信的也是枉然。
And your faith also in vain.
若基督没有复活，我们信的便是徒然，我们仍在罪里。
And if Christ had not been raised, your faith is worthless, you are still in your sins.
若基督没有复活，我们就比众人更可怜，就吃吃喝喝，明天就死了。
And if Christ had not been raised from the dead, then we are even more pitiful than those who do not believe.
因为若是基督没有复活，我们在地上就没有指望。
Because if Christ did not raise up from the dead, then we are still dead.
但是感谢神，主耶稣复活了。
But we thank God that Christ has resurrected.
所以我们所信的不枉然。
So our faith is not worthless.
我们有了一个盼望。
We have this hope.
因为有一天呢，信他的人也要从死里复活，要这是我们荣耀的一个盼望。
Because those who believe in Christ will one day also rise up from the dead.
这也是历世历代许多圣徒们，他们虽然经历了许多的艰难，许多的困苦。
And this is something that saints who throughout history, despite suffering many things,
他们仍然能够忠心耿耿地跟随主到底。
They're still able to faithfully and loyally follow Christ till the end.
就是因为耶稣复活了。
Because Christ was raised up from the dead.
教会在地上两千年的历史里面，
And the church in its 2,000 year history.
仇敌魔鬼也是多方的在逼迫，在那里破坏神的教会，神的儿女。
The enemy who is prowling around persecuting the church and children of God.
要把教会从地上除灭掉。
Who wants to eliminate the church from existence.
但是我们看见今天教会仍然在那里屹立的不摇动。
We see here today that the church is still standing firm, not being shaken.
都因为基督复活了。
Because Christ was raised from the dead.
所以我们的诗本里面有所讲到主耶稣复活。
So in the hymn book there's a something that speaks of the resurrection of Christ.
我说因他活着，我能面对明天。
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
因他活着，不再惧怕。
Because he lives, I'm no longer afraid.
我深知道他掌握明天，生命充满了希望，是因为他活着。
Right now he holds tomorrow because he lives.
用什么？我们今天之所以能面对明天
，Brothers and sisters, this is why we can face tomorrow.
我们知道他活着
，because we know he lives.
他掌握明天
，and he holds tomorrow in his hands.
因着他活着，我们今天生命充满了盼望。因着他活着
，And because he lives, today we have this hope.
虽然有时候我们常常我们觉得自己是非常软弱
，So even though often we may feel we are very weak,
我们常常看见今天地上的教会是满了许多软弱。
And we may see that the condition of the church may seem weak today.
但是都没有倒下去。
But it has not fallen.
都是因着他活着。
Because he lives.
并且今天也活在我们里面。
And that he lives in us today.
因此我们就有这个盼望。
And so we have this hope.
所以当约翰福音二十章记载主耶稣复活以后，他如何向门徒和那些跟随的人显现呢？
So in chapter 20, after the resurrection, how does it record how he appears to his followers?
那些人的表现又是怎样呢？
And how do those people react?
在这章里我们看见那里有四种人。
So if you see in chapter 20, there are four types of people.
一个就是摩大拉的玛利亚。
One is Mary Magdalene.
他彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，那个门徒就是指的使徒约翰说的。
And Simon Peter and the disciple whom Jesus loved, who is the Apostle John.
那主耶稣头一次向十个门徒显现那十个门徒。
And also the first time he appears to the 10 disciples.
他第四种人就是不信的那个多马。
And then the fourth is Thomas.Unbelieving.
我想我们从这四种人，我们看见当主耶稣复活以后，向他们显现的时候，他们的一个表现光景是怎样的？我想从其中我们也有点学习。
So from these four different groups of people who saw the appearing of Christ, what was their reaction, and what can we learn from them?
我们知道当主耶稣复活以后，头一个就是向摩大拉玛利亚显现。
So we know the first was Mary Magdalene.
我们知道福音书里面记载有三个玛利亚。
So we know in scriptures there are three Marys.
头一个就是摩大拉玛利亚。摩大拉玛利亚。
Mary Magdalene.
第二个就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
And the second is the mother of Jesus, Mary.
第三个就是雅各的母亲也叫玛利亚。
And the third is the mother of James, also named Mary.
而主耶稣头一次向人显现是向这个摩大拉的玛利亚显现。
So the first time Christ appears is to Mary Magdalene.
在这里二十章开头告诉我们说，七日的第一日清早。
It says here now on the first day of the week.
七日的第一日，主耶稣复活了。
And because Christ resurrected on the first day of the week.
复活就说到一个新的开始。
And a resurrection speaks of this new beginning.
所有旧造都在十字架里上结束了。
And all the old things came to an end at the cross.
所以主耶稣的复活呢是个新造的开始。
So the resurrection of Christ is this new beginning.
所以保罗说若有人在基督里他就是个新造的人旧事已过都变成新了。
So that is why Paul says in 2 Corinthians, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, this person is a new creation, the old thing
has passed away.
And behold new things that come. So when we believe, we have this new resurrection life. We have become a new creation. And in our life, we have this new beginning.
We have this new beginning. We have this new life.
And we walk this new and living path.
都是因着主耶稣复活所带来的。
And this is all made possible through the resurrection of Christ.
在这里记载主耶稣第一次向人显现。
So here records the first time Christ appeared.
圣经里面清楚的记载主耶稣向人显现有十三次之多。
And scripture clearly records that Christ appeared 13 times and more.
那为什么主耶稣第一次向是一个妇人显现呢？
So why does Christ appear the first time to a woman?
不像那些门徒，他们与主的关系应该更亲密更好。
Why not the disciples whose relationships with the Lord seem to be more close?
也没有像其他跟随主的许多人显现。
And why not more vast groups of people?
我们可以从玛利亚身上学习为什么主耶稣向她显现的原因是什么。
So from Mary Magdalene's life, we can learn why Christ appeared to her first.
我们知道更多前书15章是被称为一章复活章。
So we know that 1 Corinthians 15 is a passage of resurrection.
使徒用一章来说明复活这件事情。
Because the apostle uses one chapter to speak of resurrection.
那里不仅讲了主耶稣基督的复活。
Not, and there not only does it record the facts of Christ's resurrection.
也讲到我们信他的人将来的复活。
And also it speaks of our future resurrection.
讲到我们复活以后我们所得着的是一个不朽坏是一个属灵的是一个强壮荣耀的身体。
And that when we receive this resurrection life, that it is imperishable, that is incorruptible.
保罗在那里告诉我们说初熟的果子就是基督因为他是首先复活的。
So, in terms of the order, Christ is the first one raised from the dead.
初熟的果子乃是代表一种最新鲜、最好的一个出产。
So Christ being the first fruit, he is seen as the best quality.
因为在旧约律法里面，神在那规定说，地出产的初熟果子要先献给神。
Because the first fruits are those that are meant to be offered to God first.
把它最好最新鲜的出产呢先奉献给神让神来享受。
That the newest and freshest crop is to be offered to God for him to enjoy.
所以当主向玛利亚显现的时候对他说不要摸我因为我还没有升上去见我的父。
So when Christ appeared to Mary Magdalene, he said, stop clinging to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father.
所以主复活以后是让父神先享受这个初熟果子。
So he is to first go up to the Father, being the first fruit.
所以保罗说，主从死里复活，成了最要之人初熟的果子。
That's why Paul regards Christ as the first fruit.
是先奉献给神。
He is the one to be offered to God.
但是就人这方面来说呢，玛利亚却先享受这个初熟的果子，主耶稣基督。
So Mary Magdalene can say to be.To have enjoyed this first fruit, Christ.
他实在是蒙到一个极大的福气。
And she has received this great blessing.
为什么他能够蒙受这样的大的福气，能够享受这个初熟果实，耶稣基督呢
？Why? How did she receive? Why did she receive such a great blessing, being able to witness this first fruit?
为什么说不先向那些门徒们来显现，而先向摩大拉这个玛利亚显现呢？
Why didn't the Lord appear to the other groups of disciples, but rather to Mary Magdalene?
这里我们可以看见，到底主乐意向谁显现
？So we see here, who the Lord is pleased to meet first.
怎样的人主乐意向他显现，让他们享受那属灵上好福分
？What type of person can enjoy these first blessings?
我们就可以从摩大拉在玛利亚身上我们来看。
So we can look at Mary Magdalene.
我们知道主曾经在玛利亚身上来赶出七个鬼。
So we know that the Lord outed seven spirits from Mary Magdalene.
七是代表一个完全。
And seven is to exemplify completeness.
那意思就是说，摩大拉玛利亚她原来是在完全是在魔鬼辖制底下的一个人。
So Mary Magdalene was someone who is under the oppression of evil spirits.
她是一个完全受捆绑的一个人。
She was someone who was completely oppressed.
主从她身上把七个鬼赶出去。
And the Lord casted out these evil spirits from her.
所以她完全得到释放，完全得到自由。
So she has received complete freedom.
所以玛利亚她曾经经历神，经历主极大的一个拯救。
Mary Magdalene experienced this full saving of Christ.
他们做主极大的怜悯和恩典的一个人。
She is someone who receives the great mercy and grace of God.
所以很显然，玛利亚对主有一个热切的爱。
So Mary Magdalene has this deep love for Christ.
所以她才一早就来到坟墓那里。
So on the first day of the week, she came early to the tomb.
我们记得在路加福音主耶稣曾经讲的一个比喻。
And we know that in Luke, the Lord once gave a parable.
因为有一个法利赛人叫西门请耶稣吃饭。
Because there was a Pharisee named Simon who invited Christ to eat.
那天也有一个女人，她是一个罪人。
And that day there was a sinful woman. She postured herself at Jesus' feet. And she wept. And her tears dropped on Jesus' feet. And she used her hair to wipe his feet. And she also kissed the Lord's feet.
那个怀善就说，若是耶稣他是个先知的话，他就知道这个人是谁，他是一个罪人。So
the Pharisee said, if this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is who is touching him.
所以耶稣就两个比喻。So
she's a sinner. So the Lord gave a parable.
他说有一个债主，有两个人都欠他债。She
says a money lender had two debtors.
一个欠五十两银子，一个欠五两银子。
And one owed 500 denarii and the other 50.
他们都无力偿还。
And they were both unable to pay.
所以这个债主就开恩免了他们的债。
So this debtor graciously forgave them both.
主耶稣就问说，哪一个更爱他呢？
So the Lord asked, so which of them will love him more?
那个西门就说，多得恩免的人。
And Simon said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more.
主耶稣说,
and the Lord said to him, you have judged correctly.
所以那个玛利亚就像那个欠了五十两银子的人。
So this Mary is like the one who owed 500 denarii.
她所有债务都得到赦免了，都免去了。
Because all that she owed, all that she was suffering from, has been forgiven.
所以很显然，玛利亚 看见主在他身上是有何等多的恩典。So
we see how much grace Mary Magdalene received from the Lord.
他爱主的心似乎比众人更多。And
the love that she had for the Lord was more than other people.
我们知道在其他福音书里面记载同样事情。We
know that in other parts of scriptures it records the same event.
记载七日第一日天亮的时候呢，在别的福音书的记载说有几个妇人带着香膏来到坟墓那里。
And they would record that several women came early to the tomb.
但是在约翰福音只记载他一个人的。
But in Gospel of John, it only records Mary Magdalene.
我们曾经提过，约翰福音记载同一件事情的时候和其他三卷福音书常常不同。
We know that in the Gospel of John, when it records certain events, it's different from other Gospels at times.
And
the difference is because there's a deep spiritual meaning behind it. Because this Gospel was written regarding the eternal life of the Son of God. So it speaks of the individual life.
那就是说个人,每一个人和这个生命的主应该有一个直接的关系。
So it says that everyone should have this deep intimate relationship with the Son of God.
必须直接从他得生命。
And should receive life from him.
所以我们也提过那五饼二鱼这个神迹。
So for example, the five loaves and two fish example.
其他三卷福音书都告诉我们主耶稣是 把那个饼分给门徒，然后门徒再分给群众。So
other gospels record that the Lord passed the food to the disciples, then the disciples to the whole group.
只有约翰福音记载，主耶稣直接把饼分给群众。But
only John records the Lord personally handing out the food to the group.
他没有透过门徒，没有透过其他人。
He did not go through the disciples or any other means. He personally gave the spread of life so that they may receive this provision of life. So this is a unique characteristic of John. That is to say that each of us, we should have this direct relationship to Christ. We should directly receive this provision of life from our Lord. even if there, it may come through the aid of other people.
那些服侍也不过是先把我们这些人带到主面前来，让我们直接从主得生命。
These people who are serving are just merely bringing us before the Lord to receive from Him.
所以我们看见摩大拉玛利亚，因着她在她生命当中经历到主了一次极大的一个拯救。
So Mary Magdalene, because she has received this great salvation from the Lord.
所以她对主有个热切的一个爱的一个爱主的心。
So she has a very deep love for the Lord.
所以当主死了并且埋葬以后呢？
So when the Lord died and was buried,
他心中实在不能没有主。
She could not do without the Lord.
所以当七日第一日清早天还黑的时候，
So on the first day of the week, she came early while still dark.
还没有亮的时候，
While it was still dark.
还没有完全亮的时候，
When it was not completely light yet.
一个妇人居然能赶到坟墓这个地方。
A woman would come to the throne.To the tomb.
不然就这一般人来说，天还没有亮，来到坟墓已经是你们会惧怕的。
So consider this: that very early in the morning, while still dark, that going to the tomb it would be.
但是好像玛利亚她不惧怕。
But Mary is without fear.
并且我后面看见，当耶稣向她显现的时候
，And even when Christ, the Lord Jesus appeared to her,
她以为是看颜值的。
对不起，再说一遍。
他以为是看颜值的人。
Oh, she thought it was a gardener.
他说：“先生，你若是把它放在哪里，叫告诉我，我去可以取它。”
She said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I'll take him away."
耶稣已经埋了三天了，可能都臭了。
The Lord has already been dead for buried for 3 days, so there might be a stench. 但
是玛利亚说：“你告诉我放在哪里，我可以去取它。”
But Mary Magdalene says, "Wherever he is, I will take him away."
好像玛利亚一点惧怕都没有。
So there's no ounce of fear in Mary Magdalene.
她也没有顾到这些。
And she did not even think about these things.
她想只要有主就好了。
All she thought was as long as she has the Lord, then she's good.
即使是一个身体，好像她也要。
And even the body of her Lord she wants.
什么使玛利亚有这样勇气，有这样力量？
What gave Mary Magdalene this such bravery?
相信是主的爱充满了他。
Believe it is that the love of Christ has filled her.
他不怕黑暗。
She is not afraid of the dark.
许多令人惧怕的事情，好像玛利亚在这里都不去顾虑他，不去想他。
So many things that might have caused fear in other people, Mary Magdalene was not fearful.
只要得了主，好像他心就满足了。
As long as she receives the Lord.Her heart will be satisfied.
所以我们看见这个爱的力量是何等的大。
So we see how great is the strength, the power of love.
所以雅各，就为雅各书，告诉我们说，有句话说。
So in the Song of Solomon, there's a verse that says this.
他说：“爱情如此，之坚定，之坚定。”
For love is as strong as death.
重水不能熄灭。
And many waters cannot quench love.
大水也不能淹没。
No rivers flood over it.
因为爱是一个非常大的力量。
Because such great is the power of love.
因为在爱的里面是没有惧怕的。
Because in love there is no fear.
这就是当时玛利亚显出来的一个情形。
So this is the condition that Mary Magdalene exhibited.
然后我们再看，我等一下会再提到玛利亚的事情。
And later we will speak of Mary Magdalene again.
那我们再来看两个门徒西门跟那个约翰。
So now let's look at Simon Peter and the Apostle John.
玛利亚看见这个坟墓打开了，里面耶稣的身体不在了，她就告诉这两个门徒。
So when Mary Magdalene saw that the stone was already taken away from the tomb, she ran and told Simon Peter and John.
那彼得跟约翰就赶快跑到这个坟墓里来看。
So Peter and John ran to the tomb.
的确，坟墓里面只有那些细麻布，只有裹头巾，耶稣已经不在了。
And alas, they only saw the linen wrappings and the face cloth that Christ was not there anymore.
虽然他们相信，他们在那就相信玛利亚所说的话。
There they believed the words of Mary Magdalene.
我们知道主耶稣 还在地上和他们在一起的时候已经多次的告诉门徒们。
When Christ was still on the earth and was walking with his disciples, he has told them many times
他第三天要复活。
And he will resurrect on the third day.
并且他们也几次看见主耶稣叫死人复活。
And they often saw the Lord raising up people from the dead.
但是他们现在看到坟墓里面是一个空的，只有包主耶稣那些细麻布、那些裹头巾还在那里。
And now they come to a tomb and they only see the linen wrappings and the face cloth which has been on his head.
他们都没有想到主耶稣已经复活了。
But they did not understand that the Christ has been raised up from the dead.
他们只相信玛利亚说，那个主耶稣身体不在了。
They only believed the words of Mary Magdalene that the body was no longer there.
圣经在这里告诉我说，他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必从死里复活。
And it says in verse 9, For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise up, arise again from the dead.
虽然他们在地上跟随主有三年半之久。
So even though they were with the Lord for more than three years,
他们也听过主讲了多少的道。
And they have heard his many teachings.
他们也看见主耶稣行了多少的神迹。
And they saw him perform miracles.
但是他们对主的认识实在是非常有限。
But they have a limited understanding of what the Lord has said.
正如我们诗本里面也有诗歌讲到人的一些的光景，正如门徒当时的光景一样。
And just like in our hymn book, we see where it describes how our condition is like the disciples.
在我诗歌257首那一首诗说。哦，主耶稣，当你在地，他们与你多年相处。
Where it says, "O Jesus, Lord, when Thou on earth accompanied Thy faithful band."
但是他们对你自己似是不是，似无不无。
It seemed they knew, but knew Thee not. Thyself they did not understand.
他们提过你的肉身，但你是谁，是知道又是不知道。
So they seem to know, but at the same time, they didn't know.
你说不认识，但是早已认识。
So they seem to understand, but they also had a limited understanding.
所以认识，认识不清。
And so they knew, yet they did not know.
这就是当时门徒的一个光景。
So this was the condition of the disciples at the time.
你说他们不认识吗？他们好像又认识。
Can you say that they did not know? It seemed that they did know.
但是如果他们真认识的话，现在主耶稣已经复活，他们却不知道主耶稣已经复活。
But if they truly knew, now that Christ is resurrected, they seem to not know.
这不过是说明一个人活在这个肉身，活在这个旧造生灵的里面的人，是完全不明白属灵复活事情。
So this means that someone who is still living in this old life.Who is still living in this old man cannot understand the spiritual things.
不明白那个新造的事物的事情。
Cannot understand the things of the new creation.
我想我们常常好像是都在这样的光景里面。
I think we often fall in this condition as well.
所以我们看在这两个门徒看见里面坟墓身体不在，然后他们就回自己的地方，回自己的住处去了。
So these two disciples, when they saw the body was not there, they went away again to their own homes.
他没有说，现在耶稣的身体不在，他们着急的说，到底耶稣的身体到哪里去了呢？
They didn't grow anxious and say, "Where did the body of our Lord go?"
他们反而就回到自己的地方去了。
Rather, they went away again to their own homes.
好像若无其事的这样就走了。
And it seems like they just left without.Any further action.
但是我们看见玛利亚确实不一样。
But we see that Mary Magdalene was different.
她心只想到主自己而已。
Her heart only thought about the Lord himself.
当主被钉死，她已经非常伤心了。
When the Lord is crucified, she was already very sad.
现在主的身体又不在了。
Now the Lord's body is gone.
我想她一定是更伤心。
So she is even more heart-stricken.
虽然她也是像
No, she did not understand the Lord being raised up from the dead like the other two disciples. Because she's still living in this old creation. And she herself did not understand the scripture. But she had this heart deeply in love with the Lord. So she wept. So she wept, she did not leave, and she stood looking into the tomb.
然后低头又往坟墓里面看。
And as she wept, she stooped and looked into the tomb.
那意思就是说她心里一直向着主，一直思念主自己。
That is to show her heart was continually focused on the Lord, that she was looking towards the Lord.
结果这么一看呢，就看见天使。
And then she saw two angels.
因着她里面有颗渴慕爱主的一个心。
Because she had this heart that deeply longed after the Lord.
因着她这样心，主就向她显现。
And because of this heart, the Lord revealed himself to her.
所以弟兄姊妹，为什么主特别把第一次复活这件事情，像一个初熟果子，赏给玛利亚呢？
So why then has our resurrected Lord, being this first fruit, revealed himself to Mary Magdalene first? Because Mary Magdalene deeply loved the Lord. She could not do without the Lord. So the Lord once said, the one who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and will reveal myself to him. So we see what type of person does the Lord want to reveal himself to? He wants to reveal himself to those who love him, who deeply love him in their hearts.
所以当那两个天使想显现问他说妇人你为什么哭呢?
So then the two angels, when they said to her, women, why are you weeping?
她说,因为有人把我主挪去,我不知道放在哪里。
She said to them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him.
然后说了这话以后,就转过身了,看见耶稣站在那里。
And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there.
但是她却不知道是耶稣。
And did not know that it was Jesus.
然后同样耶稣问他说,妇人,你找谁?
So Jesus said to her, woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?
玛利亚以为是看园子的人。
Supposing him to be the gardener.
然后就跟他说,先生,若是你把他移了去,请告诉我,你把他放在哪里,我便去取他。
She said to him, sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away.
然后底下就告诉我们说,耶稣说,玛利亚,玛利亚转过身来,转过来就用希伯来话对他说,拿波尼,就是夫子的意思。
And then it records, Jesus said to her, Mary, she turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher.
当他看见主的时候,他认不出是耶稣。
So when she saw the Lord Jesus, she did not know it was Jesus.
她还以为是一个看园子的人。
She supposed him to be the gardener.
但是等到主耶稣喊他说,玛利亚。
But when Jesus said to her, Mary,
玛利亚马上说,拿波尼夫子。
She turned and said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni.
当耶稣一叫他名字的时候,使玛利亚里面的灵苏醒过来。
So it seems when the Lord said her name, that her spirit was awoken and she knew.
她眼睛明亮,马上认出是耶稣。
Her eyes were enlightened and she recognized that it was the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers, this is such a precious experience.
有时候是我们,是不是有时候我们对主的认识好像也很模糊?
At times, does it seem that our understanding of our Lord is blurry?
因为我们常常活在这个旧造生命里面。
Because we often still live in this old creation.
我们常常受外面许多环境的影响。
And we often are influenced by our outside conditions.
这样我们对属灵的事情，对生命的事情好像模糊不清。
So that we have a blurry understanding of the spiritual things.
所以有时候好像我们也非常懊恼。
So we would often be flustered.
但是忽然之间，主若是在里面说一句话。
But if the Lord just says one thing to us,
突然之间好像里面的灵好像就醒过来了。 Then
it seems that our spirit would be awoken.
好像光进来了。And
a light would come within us.
好像一下之间好像那属灵的悟性好像我们就有了。And
now we have been awoken spiritually.
我们读起主的话好像就明白了。
And it seems we'll have an understanding when we read His Word. And our understanding of the Lord just becomes more clear. This is the experience of Mary.
So,
brothers and sisters, we need the Lord to be merciful to us, and we also need to have this experience. Even if you have believed him for many years,
好像我们常常读主的话，听许多讲道。
We may have read much of his word and heard many messages.
但是似乎好像我们对主人是，就像刚师哥所说的，好像知道又像不知道。But
our understanding of the Lord may be like that hymn in 257. We knew, but maybe not.
好像与主之间有个幔子搁在那里。
Seems that there's some veil between us and the Lord.
好像不能够直接看见主，认识主。
And we cannot directly see the Lord and touch the Lord.
但是什么时候？
But when?
圣灵的光照显在里面的时候。
But when the Spirit shines His light on us.
或是我们心转向主的时候。
When our hearts are turned towards the Lord.
我们里面就明亮了。
Then we will be enlightened.
我们就能清楚看见是主，认出他是主。
Then we can see clearly and recognize our Lord.
我们对属灵事情好像就能够更多认识。
And we have a greater understanding of the spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们这个心是非常重要。
So brothers and sisters, this heart is very important.
保罗讲到犹太人的光景的时候，
When Paul was speaking of the conditions of the Jews,
为什么他们直到如今在那读律法的时候，仍然不能够认识这个律法已经过去了呢？
How come as they were studying the law, they did not understand that the law was fulfilled?
在哥林多后书第三章那里，保罗说是因着他们心刚硬。
And Paul reveals in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 that it's because their hearts were hardened.
这个刚硬就成为一个遮蔽。
And this hardened heart became this obstacle.
不认识。 在他们中间出了这位乃是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And this veil became their reason that they could not recognize the Son of God, the Lord Jesus. And even crucified him.
所以保罗说，怎样这个帕子能够被挪去呢？
So then how can the obstacle be moved away?
乃是他们心转向主的时候呢， 他们就能够看见敞着脸看见主的荣光，看见主自己。It
is that whenever a person turns to the Lord, this veil would then be taken away. They can see the Lord.
所以同样，今天我们在主和我们之间好像有一个幔子挡在那里。But
between us and the Lord, there seems to be a veil today as well.
好像有个帕子遮挡遮住。Oh,
and there's something blocking our path.
但是我们心什么时候转向主？
But when our hearts are turned towards the Lord,
我们就可以敞着脸看见主的荣光。
Then we can see our Lord in His glory.
我们就可以明白许多属灵的事情。
Then we can understand many spiritual things.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见摩大拉这个玛利亚。
So brothers and sisters, we see Mary Magdalene.
因为她整个心被主所占据了。
Because her entire heart has been filled by the Lord.
虽然她是仍然是活在一个旧造生命里面的人。
So even though she was living in this old creation,
因为那时候圣灵还没有降下。
Because at that time, the Holy Spirit had not come yet.
人实在不能够认识这个复活主。
Man cannot understand and know the resurrected Lord.
但是感谢神。
But we thank our God.
因着他心是对的。
Because his timing is right.
因为他心是对的。
Because the heart of Mary was right.
因为他心是向着主，他是爱主。
Because Mary Magdalene's heart was turned towards the Lord. She loved the Lord.
乐意向他显现。
So the Lord was willing to reveal himself to him.
让他先享受这个初熟的果实。
And was willing to let Mary witness this first fruit.
然后再来主耶稣向那个十个门徒显现。
And then the Lord revealed himself to the ten disciples.
我们知道当主耶稣复活以后向玛利亚显现就告诉他说你去告诉那些门徒们。
The Lord appeared to Mary. He told her to go to his brethren.
说我已经看见主了，主已经活了，已经复活了。
And to tell them that she has seen the Lord, that the Lord has been raised from the dead.
在马可福音记载告诉我们说呢，当玛利亚或是那些妇人去告诉跟随耶稣的人。
So in Mark records that when Mary Magdalene, the rest of the women, went to tell the disciples.
这是在哀痛，在哭泣。
That they were weeping and in deep sorrow.
他们听见耶稣活了，但是他们却不相信。
And they heard the words that Christ has been raised from dead, but they did not believe.
路加福音那里还告诉我们说，当妇女去告诉门徒的时候。
And in Luke, it records that when the women went to the disciples to tell them.
甚至还告诉我们说，他们以为他是在胡言乱语。
They thought that they were speaking gibberish.
玛利亚在那见证说主耶稣已经复活了，我已经看见了。
Mary Magdalene tells them that she has seen with her own eyes the resurrected Lord.
他们不仅没有照道理来说，他们应该是非常高兴、非常兴奋才对。
And they shouldn't be sad, but they should be rejoicing.
他们还以为他是在胡言。
But they still thought she was lying and blaspheming.
所以很显然，使人复活这件事情，没办法接受的，很难相信的。
So we see here that it's very difficult for man to believe in this resurrection.
只要人是活在肉身里面，不管他们，就像这些门徒们，他们活在肉身里面，不管他们跟随主有多久。
So as long as man is still in the flesh, like these disciples who have been with the Lord so many years,
只要一个人是活在这个旧造生命里面，
as long as one is still living in this old creation life,
是没办法接受死人复活这件事情。
There's no way for this person to accept the reality of resurrection.
所以我们看见有时候我们今天向人传福音。
So we see here today that when people share the gospel,
许多人听了福音以后也是蛮感动的。
People may be moved by the words of the gospel.
他们也愿意相信主耶稣的确为我们罪死了。
And they may believe that the Lord died for our sins.
他血可以洁净我们的罪。
That his blood can cleanse our iniquities.
这些人都可以相信接受。
These things these people can accept.
唯独相信耶稣从死里复活，他们接受不了。
But they cannot accept the resurrection of our Lord.
他们只曾说，若是耶稣是一个精神复活，他们愿意相信。
So they would only believe the resurrection in a sense of mentality or thinking.
用什么？我想我们多少会遇到这样的人。
The brothers and sisters, we may encounter these type of people.
因为死人复活这件事情是超过人理解的。
Because a dead man being raised up from the dead is beyond our perception of reality.
因为从来没有死人复活。
Because there's never been someone who is raised from the dead.
让我们知道主耶稣在地上叫几个人死人复活，叫几个死人从死里复活。
We know that Christ has called some people on earth to be raised up from the dead.
我想他们的复活跟主耶稣的复活是不一样的。
But their resurrection and the Lord's resurrection is different.
他们的复活呢是说灵魂离开他们身体，然后现在那个灵魂又回到他们身体里面。
The other people's resurrection is as if the spirit has left them, but now has been returned to them.
但主耶稣的复活是一个完全改变。
But the Lord's resurrection is completely different.
所以我们看见犹太人在那控告保罗，其中有一件事情就是关于死人复活这件事。
So the Jews were against Paul, and one of the things they were against him was regarding this resurrection.
他们把他带到罗马的官府那里控告他说有一个人名字叫耶稣死了，但是保罗却说他是活着。
So they brought him to Rome and said, he says that there's one person who died but has been raised up from the dead. This person is Jesus Christ.
所以很显然，死人复活这件事情，人是没办法接受。
So we see here that it is very hard for man to accept the reality of resurrection.
但是我们知道，我们得救是根据主的复活。
But we know that our salvation is because of this resurrection.
所以罗马书也告诉我们，罗马书第十章那里也告诉我们。
So Romans chapter 10, it tells us.
他说口里认耶稣为主，心里相信神将从死里复活，必然得救。
So in Romans chapter 10, it says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
不仅口里承认耶稣是主，
Not only confessing with your mouth Jesus is Lord,
我们心里要相信神已经将从死里复活，这样的人才能得救。
We need to believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, then we will be saved.
所以那天同样是在七日的第一日，但是到晚上的时候。
So that day from the early morning until the evening.
因为他们门徒因为怕犹太人，所以他们聚在那里的时候就把门关起来。
On the first day of the week, when it was evening, because the disciples were fearful of the Jews, they closed the doors.
白天，玛利亚已经告诉他们耶稣复活了，但他们不相信。
In the morning, Mary Magdalene has already told them that Christ has been raised up from the dead, but they do not believe.
但是我们感谢主，主怜悯这些门徒们。
But we thank the Lord that the Lord had mercy on these disciples.
因为这些都是他所拣选的人。
Because these disciples were the ones that he chosen.
所以他还是要向他们显现，让他们知道主已经复活。
So he still reveals himself to them to let them know that he has indeed been raised up from the dead.
主要让他们对主有进一步认识。
So that they can take this another step in knowing the Lord.
因为有一天他们被差遣出去的时候，就是要做耶稣复活的见证。
Because one day they are to go out to the various ends of the earth to be this testimony of the resurrected Lord.
所以那一天主来到他们当中。
So the Lord appears, reveals himself to them that day.
对他们说，愿你们平安。
And he says, peace be with you.
望，这是当时他们最需要的一句话。
And this was the phrase that they needed the most at that time.
因为他们真的怕犹太人。
Because they were living in fear of the Jews.
主说，愿你们平安。
The Lord said, peace be with you.
福音就是带给人平安。
Gospel is to bring people peace.
这是今天人最需要的。
And this is something that man needs the most today.
当人犯罪离开神以后，人就里面惧怕。
When man...Leaves the side of God, this is when we become fearful.
始祖亚当犯罪以后，他们逃避神的面，不敢见神的面。
When we sin and we want to hide ourselves from God.
今天又因着人许多罪恶呢，叫地上更多没有平安。
Because of the multitudes of iniquities today, there is no peace.
人里面充满许多惧怕。
Everyone is living with fear.
特别今天我们所处的时代。外面动荡不安。
Especially in today's time when there's so much chaos going on in the world.
许多环境让我们里面没有平安。
So many circumstances leave us without peace.
许多不平安都是人罪恶所带来的结果。
And this lack of peace is because of the presence of sin.
那感谢主，主的福音就是把人，就把这个平安赐给人。
But we thank the Lord that this gospel was given to provide peace.
So Luke, when it speaks of
the Lord coming to this earth,
在那里有天使天兵在那边赞美神说至高之处荣耀归给神。
There the angel said, glory to God in the highest.
在地上平安归给他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace among people with whom he is pleased.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个平安的福音。
Brothers and sisters, this gospel is a gospel of peace.
这是一个大喜的信息。
And this is a great joyous news.
主来就是要把平安带给人。
That the Lord has come to give people peace.
哪一天？ 门徒们有了平安，他们看见主，他们喜乐了。
And that day, the disciples saw the Lord, and they were rejoicing.
然后我们最后看第四种人就是多马。
And then we see that the fourth type of person is Thomas.
这常常被称为一个不信的多马，一个多疑的多马。
And Thomas was regarded as the unbelieving Thomas.
主再一次向门徒显现的时候，就是为了多马而来的。
And the Lord appearing once again is because of Thomas' sake.
因为那些门徒看见主以后，他们也对多马做见证说，我们看见主了。
Because the disciples, when they saw the Lord, they testified to Thomas.
但是多马却说，我会看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，然后用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
But Thomas said to the disciples, unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
但是看见人里面那个不信。
They once again see the unbelief of man.
即使这些门徒们以多马应该是非常熟悉的，他应该更可以相信门徒们的见证才对。
And Thomas, being one of the twelve, he should have this trust in the rest of the disciples. He should believe their words.
但是他也没办法接受他们的见证。
But even so, Thomas could not accept their testimony.
然后除非我看见他，并且用手亲自摸他，我才会相信。
Only if Thomas himself sees in his hands the imprint, put his fingers and put his hand, touch the Lord, he will believe.
用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
And he says, unless I put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
我们看多马他讲的何等的坚定，我总不信。
So you see how extreme Thomas says, I will not believe.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
多马是主所拣选的门徒。
Thomas was chosen by God.
他所拣选的，他一个都不失落。
Each he has chosen, he has not forsaken.
主耶稣仍然要向他显现。
The Lord wants to reveal himself to us.
虽然他信心不够，甚至没有信心。
So even though he has a lack of faith, he is without faith.
但是他所拣选的，主仍然不放弃他。
But him being the chosen of the Lord, the Lord did not let go of him.
所以当那天主再次向这些门徒显现的时候，
So the Lord, when he appeared again to these disciples,
同样说愿你们平安。
He once again said, "Peace be with you."
然后就对多马说，你伸过你的指头来摸我的手。
Then he said to Thomas, "Reach here with your finger and see my hands."
伸出你的手来探入我的肋旁。
And reach here your hand and put it into my side.
不要疑惑，总要信。
Do not be unbelieving, but believing.
多马马上说，我的主，我的神。
Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God.
主耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。
Jesus said to him, Because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed.
虽然主怜悯他，向他显现。
So even though the Lord was merciful to Thomas and revealed himself to him.
但是他也让多马知道信心的重要。
But the Lord also revealed to Thomas the importance of faith.
他说，你看见才信，但是那些没有看见就信的人，他们。
Because you have seen me, have you believed? Blessed are they who did not see and yet believed.
所以我们看今天主所要的就是人对他的相信。
So we know that what the Lord wants today is people to believe in him.
不是凭眼见的，是凭信心。
And who believe not by sight, but by faith.
所以希伯来书十一章才告诉我们说，人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
So Hebrews says, without faith it is impossible to please God.
只有信心才能得到神的喜悦，才能满足神的心。
Only with faith can we please God.
犹太人曾经问主耶稣说
So the Jews once asked the Lord Jesus.
他说我们做什么工才算我们做什么才算做神的工呢
What work should we do for it to be considered God's work?
主耶稣说信神所差来就是做神的工。
The Lord said, believe in the one whom God sent is to do his work.
叫主最得喜悦不是为了做什么工。
So what pleases the Lord the most, not what work we do,
而是人相信他。
But rather for man to believe in him.
只有信心才能得到神的喜悦。
Only with faith can we please God.
说实话，求主怜悯我们，把这样的信心也赐给我。
So may the Lord be merciful to us and give us His faith.
所以我们信心不足，我们求主帮助。
And when our faith is lacking, may the Lord help us.
只有信心才能叫主心得满足，心得喜悦。
Only with faith can we please the heart of God.
所以罗马书一开头第一章三节就告诉我们。
So Romans.In the very beginning, it tells us,
他说神的意义就在福音上已经显明出来了。
That God has already revealed what pleases him in the scriptures.
这意是本于心，以至于心。
17节。Okay, so the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith.
从信心开始，一直到信心。
From faith to faith.
这是我们今天在地上生活所要学习的操练。
But this is something that we need to learn in our walk today.
一个信心的生活。
That we have this a life of faith.
到二十章末了的时候就告诉我们。
And at the end of chapter 20 it says,
他说但记这些事是要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子。并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
These have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that that believing you may have life in His name.
约翰福音就结束在这里。
And Gospel of John concludes with this.
约翰福音里面所记载的所有内容、所有事情，只有个目的。
Everything that is recorded in the Gospel of John.The goal of it all is recorded here.
叫我们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
That we may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
并且叫我们信了他就可以因他们得生命。
And that believing we may have life in his name.
一再讲到信心信心。
Faith, faith.
相信他。
Believe in him.
因着信心我们就可以得到基督的生命。
That believing we may have life in His name.
总看基督徒在地上生活就是信心的生活。
For Christians, we live this life of faith.
不凭眼见，只凭信心。
Not by sight, but by faith.
就是说，没有看见就信的人有福了。
Blessed are they who did not see and yet believe.
因为不是凭眼见才相信。
Because we do not believe by sight.
眼睛看见那是个事实，那就是个接受，就是。
When we see with our eyes, that is just accepting reality.
那不是信心。
That is not faith.
没有看见而能相信，那才是个信心。
Those who believe despite not seeing, that is faith.
所以我想求主怜悯我们。
So we ask that the Lord may be merciful to us.
因为主要是从死里复活。像在许多人显现的时候，让我们看见其中我们所要学习的功课。
That by His resurrection and His appearing to these people, that we may learn more of Him and more.
怎么样才能得到那上好福分呢
and then we can receive this portion in Him.
怎么样才能享受这个初熟果子，这最新鲜、最美好属灵的福分
？How can we then be able to receive this first fruits and witness Him?
只有我们一颗心。
Only if we have a heart that is turned towards the Lord and wants the Lord.
除主以外，我们没有其他所念慕的。
And outside of the Lord, we have nothing else that we desire.
当我们有这样的心愿，我们有这样心，心思的时候，主就乐意向我们显现。
When we have this heart, the Lord would be pleased to reveal Himself to us.
主就要把属灵事启示在里面。
Then He will reveal to us all these spiritual things.
好叫我们更多能享受他自己的丰富。
So that we can receive and share more in his fullness.
我们就交通到这里，请你会听当作结束祷告好吗？
But this will conclude my sharing this morning. May the leading brother please close us in a word of prayer.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们满心感谢你。
My Father, we truly give you thanks with our entire hearts.
这些日子，你不断地对着我们的心说话。
These days, you continue to speak to us.
求你把今天的恩言刻在我们的心板上。
May you carve your words today in the, on the tablets of our heart.
主啊，感谢你透过约翰福音的提醒。
We pray that through the reminder of Apostle John,
让我们领悟到我们常常活在旧造的生命里面。
That we be reminded that even though we often live in the life of the old creation,
就对属灵的事情模糊不清。
And that our ability to see spiritual things is unclear.
求你怜悯我们。
Please forgive us.
虽然我们的头脑对你的受死和复活很熟悉。
Even though we may be knowledgeable about your death and resurrection.
但主啊，你今天持续在我们的人生当中显现你自己，我们却不认。
In our daily lives, we truly don't understand you fully.
因为我们的心刚硬，我们不够渴慕，信心不足。
And our hearts are hard, and our desire for you is lagging.
主啊，求你怜悯我们。
Lord, please be merciful to us.
在这邪恶的时代当中，我们要转向。
And in this crooked perverse generation, we would turn our eyes toward you.
我们愿你占据我们的心。
We pray that you would take hold of our hearts.
使我们时时刻刻切记你是复活的救主。
At every moment, we would recognize that you are the resurrected Lord.
我们口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
That anyone who confesses with their mouth and believes in their heart that you are resurrected from the dead will be saved.
主啊，现今你在神的右边替我们祈求。
And Lord, today you are on the right hand side of the Father, praying for us.
主啊，求你继续恩待我们。
Lord, may you continue to be gracious to us.
让我们在此又新又活的路上能够凭着信心奔跑。
Now this new and living way that by faith we continue to be able to follow you.
我们感谢赞美。
We give thanks and praise to you.
因为你活着我们有指望。
Because you live we have this hope.
我们将我们每一个人每个弟兄姊妹都恭敬仰望在你的恩手中，请你继续保守我们带领我们。
We commit all the brothers and sisters to your gracious hands, may you continue to watch over us and keep us.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣得胜的名祈求。
We pray these things in the most victorious name.
Amen.